You're listening to Michelle.
You're listening to Eat My Brunch on Phoenix FM.
And I'm joined in the studio by poet, mother, earth shaper, researcher, homemaker, weaver of rhythms, dance coordinator, Kelly Marie Selwood. Good morning. And singer, songwriter, producer, Steve Mortimer. And also we're joined by Martin, who's covered in chocolate at the moment, from MJ Media. So good morning to all of you.
Good
notice
morning.
Notice how my introduction was the shortest. By Martin, full stop.
Now, as you know, Martin always comes in with the guests because he's brought loads of guests in the past and some superb guests as well. And he's got MJ Media and he does lots of creative stuff in Chelmsford. At the moment, he brought me in some chocolate cakes, which he seems to be eating. You all right there, Martin?
Very nice.
There we go. Now we're going to kick off chatting to Kelly Marie Selwood first. So I gave you a bit of an introduction there. Poet, mother, earth shaper, researcher, homemaker, weaver of rhythms, which I love, a dance coordinator. So that's all of your titles. And you're going to be at Green City, which is an event that's been going on from the 21st, but you're going to be appearing on stage on Saturday. So tell us what you're going to be doing.
So basically, Steve invited me, I'm Martin, to perform some poetry, and hopefully poetry that really gets people connected to the land around Chelmsford and maybe tells a little bit about the history of Chelmsford as well.
And do you do this with music or without music?
Well, a couple of the tracks are with music. Steve made some backing tracks for them. And then some of them may potentially be with a shamanic drum and some just with the spoken word.
What is a shamanic drum? What is it?
You know, it's literally just a drum.
Yep.
Is it
with one of the sort of stick, or do you use your hand? Is it one of the sort of...
Oh, it's the one with the stick,
yeah.
With a beater. And yeah, it's like... I'm not sure I'm definitely going to use it, but there is an opening poem called Green City, and I feel like it would really ground people in and possibly draw people in as well.
Yeah. I do think with poetry in particular, I mean, obviously I love all types of music, but I think with poetry, you get really into what somebody's saying, even more so, I think, than when you've got music, because you're concentrating. It's a bit like reading a book where you get the pictures in your mind.
Yeah.
So when did you first discover your love for poetry?
Oh, well, basically, I was going for a mental breakdown, as we do sometimes in life. And my partner at the time just told me, okay, maybe you should just go and write down how you're feeling. And then I just had the most bizarre experience and pretty much had this download of everything in my mind started coming through in rhyme. And I just started to write on the page what I really thought about the world, about myself, like forming my own opinions, because I'd spent so much of my life just trying to fit in, really, and conforming to the norms of society, but really deep inside myself that wasn't what I wanted. And yeah, it was just this amazing experience where for probably about a week straight everything that I was thinking was in rhyme, and it sort of birthed from there, and I realised that poetry and creativity is a really healing art form.
I've asked a lot of musicians this question over the last 6 months, and surprisingly about 98% of them go yes. So with poetry, do you ever feel that you get poetry come through you from the universe and you go, where did that come from? So it's like you get like a hit of like creativity that just comes, you're like, wow, this is, because it's so instant and there's no struggle to write, which you can have.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's when it's the most powerful. And the crazy thing is, the most powerful stuff often comes from pain or being in dark places. And then with poetry, I almost sort of tell a story that weaves me out of that pain, even before. So I find freedom in that moment, because I've freed myself, even if all of the life situations are exactly the same, you know.
Why do we feel that when we go to walk, and I always get this, when I go to walk in a forest or woods, if I'm out with friends, why do we get the feeling of like that inner peace, especially around trees and stuff? Because I thought you might be able to explain.
I mean, I don't know if I'll be great at explaining, but I feel that, well, there isn't a frequency that the earth gives out anyway. I can't remember the frequency, but it's scientifically proven, isn't it, Steve? That, yeah, there's this frequency that we resonate with and does ground us and slows our heart rate, especially if we take off our shoes and, you know, really ground into the earth. And I think the society today, it's just so busy and everyone's rushing around, and even just having that moment where we can just be, especially with ourselves, just on our own with nature, and breathe. And really listen to ourselves and experience being part of nature, because we are nature.
Mm. Now, you've got here, you are a weaver of rhythms. Is that the rhythmic of the poetry?
It's the rhythm of the poetry, yeah. And I play the flute a little as well. But, yeah, really I feel that life is rhythm, you know. And, yeah, music and rhythm, it's the core of everything, you know.
I think you, Steve's going to nod and say yes, but you do give off. And I got like a, because when you came in, I was like, blah, 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 and now I've chilled out. And some guests I have in, especially when they're very creative, they, I people out there, you might think I'm mad. I'm telling you now, they give off a an essence of calmness.
Oh, don't say that.
And you're going to say the same, aren't you, Steve?
Definitely.
It's true, isn't it? Yeah. You do. You do. I feel relaxed. And some guests do that when they come in. So you've definitely got that kind of vibe.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you don't give me any... What are you talking about? And me, says Martin, joining in the conversation. And me? He's just full of sugar. I don't know about anything else. Now, you're going to be performing. How many how long is your set, and what time are you on Saturday at Green City?
I'll pass over to Steve because I'm not exactly sure. I think it's 15 minutes, isn't it? But I'm not... Is it 15?
Yes, you're doing two sets, aren't you? You're doing the first
opening.
Artist to appear at the opening, and then there'll be another set around lunchtime with backing tracks.
Yeah. And what time does it open? Is it 10?
Should I meet you?
Yes, he's just going into his... there you go, Martin, very professional.
Okay.
You need to get nearer, Martin.
So Kelly's opening up the stage at 10:15, and she'll do two or three tracks. Well, two or three poems.
Yeah.
And then come back midway through the day, 12:45, and do some more, probably a little bit longer. But from our point of view, we definitely wanted Kelly to open the stage because it's called Green City. It's about appreciating the issues, the green issues that are around us. And it seemed to me that whilst we can have a good time and have a lot of great music, we also needed something that grounded the whole event, and that's what Kelly will do. She will
hopefully
she's brilliant, and I mean, I saw her perform at Connect originally, and so I have no doubts that people are going to be completely it'll be totally different to the rest of the day, but it will work because of that.
Yeah, spellbinding, I think the word you're looking for. We can talk more about Green City in a while, but I want to hear some of your work. The other thing is, if you shut your eyes, it's just that without this visual kind of, you know, you get the pictures in your head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm awesome. Glad. I'm glad that you liked it.
Oh, Steve's going, oh. So let's just bring in Martin, because we're going to have another poem from you in a second.
Cool.
So Martin, tell us about, you were mentioning about Green City, and this has been to be with the Chelmsford Council, basically. Have they set up this event, or who is it part of to do?
No, it's a company called Chelmsford For You, and actually part of the council. They're an they've been put together really to provide entertainment, I suppose, and other educational activities within the city centre. And I think it's all funded by the businesses within Chelmsford. So.
And what sort of things are they doing to make Chelmsford more green?
Well, for that, I don't want to sort of put words into, you know, I can only talk about the Green City stage that we've got involved with. But I know that there's a whole week of activities going on this week, which largely involve workshops and involve I suppose, children, kids that are on school holidays at the moment, yeah, to sort of like introduce them to some of the ideas in a simple way, I suppose, just, yeah, an activity kind of way. But there's workshops going on across the city. Mm. And then on Saturday, I think, is the big day when they'll have market stalls, and there's a giant whale, a sperm whale, going to be in the... if I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's when Michelle's gone. I should tell you this.
No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Go ahead. I'm just trying to get the image in my mind.
And then we're part of that Saturday, which is obviously because there's people out in the city all day, and so we'll provide the entertainment hopefully on the stage from 10 till 5,
yeah,
and around us there will be food stalls and market stall and activities, and you know, just a general mayhem really. So I think it's educational without trying to beat you over the head with it.
Yeah, and also businesses out there, as you know, with Brentwood Council, you can always go to them. They've got loads of ideas for how you'll make your business more green. Yeah. And most of the councils in the country are doing that as well.
I think it's a matter now. I think everyone's woken up to the fact that this has to be a part of the conversation, you know. And I think people want it to be part of the conversation, more to the point.
Yeah, absolutely. We are a bit of a throwaway society, aren't we? Mm. Remember years ago, if something went wrong with your fridge, or you get it repaired. Something wrong with your telly, you get it repaired. If you had a pair of shoes that had a hole in, you would get them repaired. And now we're kind of like, we just chuck things. It's just
yes.
Phones. I mean, there's no reason why you can't have a phone for years, but people get rid of it. And it's, you know, electrical stuff that doesn't really break down. So you've got all that
just
kind of stuff.
Just get bored with it, basically.
Yeah, it's the way that it is. But years ago, people didn't have the money, like that disposable income, and that's what you did. You had to, you know.
And a lot of products are made with planned obsolescence, is it? Where they want it to break, because obviously it makes more money for the economy.
I'm convinced they build in a point at which things, like washing machines, for example, 5 years into their they suddenly break down. And the number of people that say, and I'm thinking, well, maybe.
That's planned.
The conspiracy theorists within me.
And also phones, I feel, as well. Phones.
Oh, definitely Apple.
Well, allegedly.
Some laws have been changed now, though.
Bring it on, you know.
Go after Martin. That's got nothing to do with me. So who else is on the stage on the day? Because you've got lots of, as you've said, you've got Kelly Marie starting.
So Kelly will open up with her first set, and then we have Rachel Brooks,
who was my guest on Friday. Amazing.
And she played her new single.
She did,
she'll be doing again on the stage. Then we've got Paul and Lucia from Sunscreen, who will be, it's going to be a stripped back kind of acoustic affair this time, but nevertheless it's Sunscreen material, so that'll be wonderful, because they always are. Then we've got some noise and some grunge and some punk in the shape of the Penny Antics. I felt in the middle of the day we just needed maybe to just wake people up with a bit of noise. Penny Antics will provide noise. Kelly comes back after that to do her second set. Then we've got another person who you've had in the studio here, George Bone, who's coming on to do a set at 1:15.
Brilliant.
Who is a remarkable vocalist and pianist, and
great songs as
and
well.
He's a great artist, I think. And so he's coming on at 1:15. Then there's somebody coming on at 2. I'm not. Can you make that out, Stephen? Michael Weed. Michael Weed is coming on at 2.
I should be on. Michael Weed. Michelle Ward will be on at 2. That'll be me. Michael Weed. Thank you. Yes, I'll be doing 40 minutes.
And then we've got two bands to finish, but we're looking forward to your set, Michelle.
Yeah, obviously.
As we always are.
Michael Weed, thank you.
Bring Michael Weed with you. But two bands to finish, Alison, young group of lads, so basically shoegaze material. You know, they play brilliant guitars, and you just lose yourself in their music. Yeah. It's fantastic. And then Snakes will finish off, which is old style guitar rock, which I think we need to go out with a bit of noise again at the end. So.
And Paul Jabri's going to be there from...
And Paul is, as I say to people, he's the glue that holds the whole day together, really. He'll be playing tracks throughout the sets in between while we change over acts. And and if somebody doesn't turn up, he'll be playing for longer.
That's Paul from Chelmsford Radio, who's actually just left Chelmsford to go on to, where's he going now?
So he's at the start-up new radio station called City Radio.
Oh, right, okay. We give it a mention because they would mention, well, might not mention us, but we do mention the BBC in introducing
Paul said to say thank you.
Oh, that's a... No, he didn't, you lie. But yeah, I saw he was leaving and I went, oh my God, you're going. But he was going, I didn't realise he was going to another station because I said he'd be greatly missed by independent musicians because, again, his show is very much focuses on a lot of independent music. So he'll be there at the weekend doing some DJing too, and he's very, very good and looks after lots of musicians in the Chelmsford area, getting him on radio.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm looking forward to that. I mean, he's already signed, there's some great ideas by the looks of it. Just, CCR is a wonderful, you know, as all independent radio stations, I think we're, as artists, you know, really grateful for them being there, because without them, you know, how the outlet for music and views is restricted, and
it
you
is,
just get
yeah.
the national, and, you know, it doesn't impinge on your life, whereas what you do and what Paul does, you know, it talks to us directly about what's going on around us, so very important.
Now, can we have an... Oh. You're right.
Sorry. Yeah,
but you didn't have one of the... I suspect you won't be eating one of those cakes because you're too healthy and you've probably got a really good diet. You're probably a vegan and you wouldn't... Yeah, exactly. And you won't be eating one of those cakes. Martin's brought in some lovely cakes. You can. There you go, Martin. Go on.
Have I eaten all of them so far?
He's brought in these... They're buttercream. My gallbladder is looking at those and weeping. But you've obviously only put good food into
your
body.
I am sometimes a little bit annoying.
Yeah.
But
not with those cakes.
Not with those cakes.
No. That's how she remains balanced, you see, as Martin tucks into another cake. Would you like to do another piece of poetry?
I shall. So this is a little bit different. It's a limerick. And it's called The Judge Tindall Swindle. And it's, talking a little bit about how where the Judge Tindall statue is now, actually, before that was there, there used to be a beautiful statue of Goddess Sears, who is basically the Earth Mother goddess. And lots of common people would gather around Sears and offer gifts. And there was just a much deeper connection to the Earth. And I'm sort of like, why have we replaced her with him?
And whereabouts was this statue originally? Whereabouts?
Where Judge Tindall now stands.
And whereabouts is that?
Oh,
is that
in Tindall Square. I think it used to be called Market Square.
Yeah, okay.
And that's going to be where at the top of Shah Hall, where you'll be performing, you'll see the statue just there.
Brilliant, okay.
You'll be able to see it and point at it.
Thank you.
Okay. The Judge Tindall Swindle. There was a slaveholder, Judge Tindall, an immoral man judging the criminals. But he made it okay to kill, if you say. They drove me insane, so I them all. No loopholes in that law, then. Now, this really does warrant to question why a statue adorns his reflection, where a goddess once rose, Goddess Ceres, dethroned, Earth Mother, the people's protection. Why was she pulled down for this man? This goddess protected our common land. She protected our farms in her motherly arms. Gave a voice to the people of this land. People gathered before Sears to question the corruption of Rome's politicians, to discuss common rights, to offer sacrifice for abundance and for her protection. So, again, this does warrant to question why a statue with Tyndall's reflection replaced the goddess who would never oppress any human based on their complexion.
That is brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Wow.
Thank you.
You're getting goosebumps, were you? Sorry, Steve. Sorry, call you Martin and Steve. I get them mixed up all the time. Now, just a quick chat with you, Mr. Mortimer, because you've got a gig coming up. It's on the 30th of September. It's going to be yourself and Rachel Brooks and also Danielle and a few other singers as well. And you're going to be doing an event there, and Kelly Marie is going to be appearing there too. You are going to come back and talk about it nearer the time.
Yes, that's right. Yes, on the 30th of September. And
At Hotbox.
At Hotbox in Chelmsford, thank you. And yourself and lots of people. We're just forming a band and we're doing some really great songs. Crispin from Metroglow is going to be supporting, and Kelly will, hopefully, if you still remember, will be doing some poems. And the whole event is, all the artists are waiving any fees they get, and we're going to be giving all of that to two organisations called BAPAM, who do a lot of work with mental health and health in general with musicians, actors, classical musicians, and then also a great organisation called Tonic Rider, who they work specifically with musicians in the, in inverted commas, music industry, so DJs and all of that, and they provide, I've been on one of their courses on suicide, and they provide a lot of great help. So all the proceeds will be going to that, so it's a really good cause, so it'd be great to get people along.
Yeah, and we will be talking to Steve nearer the time, and obviously a few more musicians who are involved with that event on the 30th. Tickets are £11, and you can get them through Hotbox, and all the proceeds, as you said, will be going towards the charities, and you can check that out online. I've done a little link as well, but we'll talk about it nearer the time. So Green City at the weekend, get yourself down there on Saturday. Whereabouts exactly do people need to go?
So, at the top of the high street where the Shire Hall is. So we're going to have a trailer stage there. And, yeah, we'll be there from 10 o'clock. Please God it doesn't rain. Mm. And the weather has looked a little bit iffy. I mean, if it does. I mean, not a lot you can do about it, but no. Obviously...
And a lot of people just turn up and they have umbrellas and people will still watch it and, you know...
Absolutely. I mean, it's a great lineup. I'm very proud of the stage and that it's come together and a lot of hard work. Steve's done sterling work on getting all the technicals sorted out. Mm. So I think it's just going to be great fun, and we're all going to have a good laugh, as well as push, you know, the whole idea of Green City. You know, hopefully if it works, we might even come back next year, but that's for later on.
Are you dragging the trailer in yourself? Have you got a little bit of a bit of rope?
I'm building it.
You're building it. Oh dear.
I start tomorrow morning.
You start tomorrow morning. He's got a couple of bits of plywood and he'll be out there. No, this is a proper, don't you worry. Yeah. Don't you worry. It won't be heading down the high street towards the river.
That's a novel idea, isn't it?
Who built that stage? That was that Martin Jeffries from MJ Media. Now, would you like to end on a poem? Have you brought another one with you? Or have I put you under pressure now?
No. I mean, I could do one about meditating through the womb.
Yes.
Should I do that?
Yes, I think we should have another one because I'm enjoying your alter ego that comes through, the lady that comes through with you that's doing your poetry.
Cool.
We'll have to give her, what's her name, by the way? Has she got a name?
The Woodland Witch.
Woodland Witch, okay.
The Woodland Witch. The Witch of the Womb.
So here we go. This is going to be the final poem from the very talented Kelly Marie Selwood, who will be appearing on Saturday at Green City.
With every step that I do take, mycelium stirs wide awake, sensing me as I sense them, sacred rings of vibration, flow and kiss in steps of love, sacred life force fill me up. I crawl into your pit of clay, as golden sun rays end the day, rooted in your sacred womb, I remember how to bloom. Sacred soil, golden clay, may I please reform your shape to craft clay vessels made with care, and in them place the seeds that bear, the fruits that help us humans see. Earth Mother provides all we need.
Thank you very much. That was excellent. Now we are going to end this section of the show with a fantastic track by Steve Mortimer, which is Guiding Stars, featuring Daniela Rose and Rachel Brooks. And Steve will be back in the next couple of months to chat, or next month to chat about the gig on the 30th at Hotbox. And we will see you at the Green City stage, 10 a.m, kicking off with Kelly Marie at 10:15. And that's it, Chelmsford. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Down beside still waters, where we can rest our heads.